This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The city of Aurora has picked a new permanent police chief. CPR's Tony Gorman reports that Todd Chamberlain would be the fifth person in the role since early 2022.
He inherits a department under scrutiny. APD is under a consent decree by the state's attorney general's office over its pattern and practice of racially biased policing. And the city has seen a string of interim chiefs since they fired Vanessa Wilson more than 2 years ago. Chamberlain is a former commander with the Los Angeles Police Department and most recently served as police chief of the LA School Police Department. If Chamberlain is approved by the city council, he'll start September 9th. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
At the Democratic National Convention, Governor Jared Polis spoke on the main stage last night. It was his third time speaking at a convention. He discussed Project 2025, the conservative roadmap for the next Republican administration. Polis says it could impact the freedom of choosing when and how people have families.
Project 2025 would turn the entire federal government and bureaucracy into a massive machine. It would weaponize it to control our reproductive and personal choices.
Polis and his husband have two children. He went on to say that as president, Kamala Harris would protect and expand personal, internet, and economic freedoms. Republican Donald Trump has publicly disavowed Project 2025, even though some of his former staffers and political appointees helped write it. A wildfire burning on Lookout Mountain west of Denver is now 60% contained. Jefferson County officials have named it the Gultra Fire. It's burned about 200 acres, no homes are in danger, and no injuries have been reported. High winds have fueled the fire, and officials think lightning may have sparked it. This is CPR News and KRCC.